We can know you, God. We can hear your voice, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can gather in your presence, Lord. That we can come together as your people, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that it's no coincidence that we are together this morning in your presence. Thank you, Lord, that you are speaking to us, Lord. That already you are highlighting things in our lives, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you come through your word, Lord, and through our worship, Lord. And you show us things, Lord. Yes, Father, thank you that each one is precious in your sight, Lord. Each one of us, our names are written in the palm of your hand, Lord. Our names are on your lips, Lord. You love us so much, God. I also just sense this morning that there's some, it's almost like you're in when a car crash and that the jaws of life must come and pull us out. That today God want to pull us out. He's the jaws of life. He's that machine that come and he's going to take us out. And for some of us, we must just cry out to the Lord. There's situations right now that we are facing that looks very daunting. We don't know how we're going to get out of there. It feels like we might lose our life. Father, I pray for those people, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will come and bring life, Lord, and take them out of there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God of the second chance, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you can make a river in the desert. You can make a way where there seems to be no way. And Lord, I just want to honor, I just feel, Lord, that you also, there's some here this morning, Lord, that they've been praying, they've been standing in faith for family members, for people, for situations. And today, you just want to honor those prayers, Lord. And thank you, Father, for those men and women, Lord, it's almost in their room, there's these warriors for you, God. And you see them, Lord, and you honor them this morning. You honor those prayers, Lord. And thank you, Father, that you answer those prayers. Help us, Lord, to run with endurance, Lord. To run with endurance. Till the end, in Jesus' name. You say, Lord, if those that endure till the end will receive the crown of life. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Really want to, you can take your seat. I really sense that there's some that's really you're desperate for the Lord to see his face in whichever situation. And God is just coming as a jaws of life and he's breaking open that situation again. And he brings the life, he brings whatever we need. I'm just going to share quickly. It's just good to be here. And last week when we were in Hopefield, there's something that we also had a leadership weekend where some of our leaders came together in Rondebosch, and Pastor Fred, that's our leader from Stellenbosch, he was there, and Pastor Tiens, our leader in our region in Cape Town, and they just spoke about the kingdom of God and the place where God rules and where God reigns and how there's this battle going on at the moment between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. And we are all in this battle, if we like it or not. We are part of the battle. We're seeing more black and white. We see more what's happening in the world right now, what's happening in America, with the laws that are being passed. And it's just going to continue. Where the kingdom of God, it will almost, people might just say that it's weird. You're acting in a weird way. You're doing things that doesn't seem to be normal. But that's just the opposition that we're coming against. That's what we're going to face in this time. But I want to encourage us that God is with us. We are not alone. We've got family. It's such a privilege to see all of you coming for the baby dedication. We are family. We live life together. We live life together. We celebrate together. And God is so committed towards our lives. This last weekend, as we went to Hopefield was just on our minds for a long time. So it just happened that last week we can go to Hopefield. And there's a person there. I don't think you'll mind that I share the story. But he is now for almost 3 months that he hasn't been going to the church there. But he was a member of the Hopefield Church. And just during the week, last week, before we go there, they let me know that the venue has moved. And we're going to go not to the school hall, but we're going to be at the hostel. And it just happens that he's also there in the hostel. He's looking after the place there. So as we came there, he was there and he opened up for everybody and we set up. And he said he just felt that it's an easy entry back into the church. It's an easy way just to get back. He didn't know how he's going to get back and how he almost had a fear of just seeing the people again. But now we are there and I know him. And at the last minute, the venue moved to the hostel. And I just realized that God had him on his heart. God was thinking about him in arranging all of this. We just think that we're going to Hopefield and we're having church of the church there. And God moved that venue. And it happened that he was in church and he was just there and touched by the Lord. And I realized that God is so amazing. He will do whatever to reach us. He will do whatever to extend a hand to us. And I want to encourage you, the community where you come from, the people that's around you, we are together. We are together serving the Lord. We are not lone rangers. All of us, we're thankful for who God has placed here with us. I know where you're coming from. You've got communities. You've got people that you live with. And we're serving God together. And sometimes life is tough. It throws us a few curveballs. And bad things happen. But God is good and He's with us. This morning, I'm just quickly going to share something about discipleship and communion. But just in all, listening last week to Pastor Fred and Pastor Tien's talking about the kingdom of God and God's a walled city. God is just rebuilding His city. There's also in the community, there's a safe place. In our community, as our Christians, as we come together, and in our church, there's almost like a sanctuary. There's a safe place for us. And in the last days, as we continue, this is probably the last days, things are just going to get more black and white, like I said, and the war will just be more severe. But we don't have to lose heart. And I was just thinking, when I came to the Lord many years ago on a camp. Before that, I was just wondering. My life was just, it didn't make sense. I was lonely. I wanted to know a lot of things. I had a lot of questions. And that night, we had there was a big cross. And we just worship. And I just look at the cross again. And suddenly it struck me what Jesus has done for me. It was just different from all the other times. And I stood there, and the first time in my life, I was standing before church and just witnessing and say, I decided to follow the Lord. I decided to follow Jesus. Before that, I couldn't say that. I was going to church and I was reading Bible and praying and doing a lot of good things, but there was no life. It was just religion. And it's so easy for us to get drawn into good things. Just religion without life. And I want to encourage you here this morning that we must just look for Jesus again. Look for that life that He brings. I remember after deciding to follow Jesus, I just got frustrated with reading things in the Bible that I don't see in my everyday. And I mentioned it last week again. So I just stood on the mountain. I love going up into the mountains. I just stood there and I just cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, rock my life. Change something. And that's where I, shortly after that, just got filled with the Holy Spirit and experience God's power working through my life. And just seeing the Lord work in ways that's real. It's like this chair, like you here, everybody here. Experience God and seeing God and experience His heart for us, His people, and for the people around us. And it encouraged me so much to know that God is alive. It's hard to worship something that's dead. I tell my boys, I've got 3 children, Gustav, Samuel, and Lucy. Lucy is 3 years old, and the others are 6, and Gustav's almost 8. And I tell them that as people, we worship idols. Then I'll put something there on the table and say, "This is like an idol." And they just start laughing. I say, "Daddy, what can this thing do for us?" I say, "No, really, people, they pray to things, and we quickly to make something an idol in our lives. And we quickly to say that this must provide for us and it must do something and whatever it may be." They are so small, but they understand that Jesus is alive. I tell them a lot of things that's happening in the world, they just laugh. They can't believe that adults would do these things. It's for them hard to understand as a child. As someone that's, just seeing. And us, God is bringing us together. He's putting us together in churches, in communities. And the challenge is obviously that we are all just human. We all come with all our baggage, all our issues, everything. And now we live together. And sometimes we rather want to be on our own. We want to stay at home and just read our Bible and say, "Lord, help me that I won't see those people again. And just keep me from those guys." And the good and the bad is that we will be offended. Offenses will come. Offenses will come. So probably in this church you will be offended. If you go to another church, you will be offended. Sometimes I see people, they say, "No, I'm not happy in this church. I'm just going to go and just visiting a lot of churches and see where I'm happy and where I want to go." And eventually they don't grow. They're just doing shopping. See where it is nice. Where it is what I can get. And that's just consumerism. That's what we get used to in this world. Would Jesus say, "Come. Come, my people. Come together." It is messy. Family is messy. I assume lots of you are family. You will know family is messy. My biggest fights are in family. It just happens that way. But at the same time, we grow together. And we are called to grow together. We are called to grow in family and as part of a family. And discipleship really just talks about following Jesus. Following Jesus. And in this following Jesus and being part of a community and coming together, there's a place where we will have to make ourselves vulnerable. It's a place where we will have to trust someone. There's a place where we might get hurt. Probably most of us have been dating and you're a guy or a girl, and you will know the disappointments. Where we open our hearts, we trust someone and we get disappointed. Wherever there's love, wherever there's community, where people come together, at the same time there's disappointments. So what happens sometimes is we decide, "I don't want to be hurt anymore. I don't want to experience this pain anymore. So what do? I just shut down. I just shut down. I say, okay, I'm just going to shut down." The bad thing is, as we close our heart to receive love from people, we also close our heart to receive love from the Lord. So eventually we're just in our little space, in our little bubble, and we're not going anywhere. And the challenge is this morning, and what I've also been thinking about this week and all the time, is that God wants us to be in community. He wants us to be a community of people that's following Jesus. And in this community, we can show the world something about the love of Jesus. So in this community, there will have to be forgiveness. There will have to be love. There will have to be a way that we can get over the offenses and over all the issues. And it is going to be messy and it is not going to be nice sometime. But that's how we learn. I don't think I'm going to get to all my slides this morning. But there's this Bonhoeffer, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he talks a lot about community and everything. And he says that, he says we learn in community. We develop in community, not on our own. He actually went so far and said that we only grow in community. We don't grow by ourselves. We don't grow on our own. And he based his ideas and his thoughts purely upon the fact that in community, it is required to love one another. In community, it's required to forgive. It's required to share. It's required to work it out. It's in community where we realize the things that we still battle with, the things that still in our lives that we don't like, and then we realize, okay, I must probably work at this thing. I remember me and Lee, we were happily married. First kiddie, Gustav, arrived. So it's a big, almost a surprise. Sitting on the couch at night, just fresh back from the hospital. And I say, so what now? This is now. What is going to happen now? She read all the books. I just prayed. And she had everything. And there's this James Dobson and Focus on the Family. There's a big book there on the table and other stuff. And there's a lot of things. And say, this is a little bit different now. We were not really prepared for this one. Like my friend, he used to say, he didn't see this one coming. And then baby is difficult. Gustav was, I say, every child is a science. You never know what you're going to get. And they probably remain a science throughout of life. But it is so beautiful to see how God created this being. He created this baby to fit in. He knows exactly that we must be his parents. He's not confused. Sometimes we think that, just, I don't know, I'm going to, maybe this was the wrong house for this one. Because they get difficult. I remember Gustav coming from home, and then Gustav is crying, Lee's crying, everybody's just crying. I said, what is going on? That's actually why I'm riding a motorbike. I took too long to get from work to home. I said, I can't be in a car for 45 minutes. I have to shorten this. The only way I'm going to get it right is getting on a motorbike. So just after Gustav's birth, I decided I better learn to ride a motorbike that I can be home earlier. Because this is not going to work. Everybody's crying. I remember we just wanted to have Lee's birthday. Just want to go out for supper. We postponed it for 2 months. Just trying to get one evening that we can just go out and eat together. Because Gustav, he just drilled us. And he's a strong-willed child. And he said, Lord, how is this going to work? How is this going to happen? The amazing thing is God designed him to be that way. Because he's a leader. And we must raise him up and help him. We must raise him up. And in that, that is a part of community. So through that, I thought I'm got a few godly characteristics. I'm not so bad. So yes, Gustav crying, Lee crying. And suddenly I think, what is going on in my house? And then I realized I don't have so much patience anymore. And you get angry a bit quicker than what you thought. So suddenly there's a few things coming up that I thought it was all sorted out. And I thought that was okay. And that was just in that community, in my family, at home. I realized there's a few things to work at. And I say, Lord, you must help me. There's some nasty things coming up. Things that I don't like. Things that I see that I don't like. If you we see it in the traffic as well. People can just drive in front of us and something just jumps up and we don't know where is that thing coming from. And you realize that there's still something to work at. There's still something that we must trust God for, that we must become like Jesus. So God's plan was from the beginning to put us in community, to put us among other people that we can grow together, that we will become aware of things in our lives that's still not right, that still must change. The challenge is the whole of the world and everything is pushing in a way that everyone must just be on his own, doing his own thing, and man is the center of everything. We must be happy, we must be wealthy, healthy, we must have all these things, you must build up a nice little castle and something, and it must just be amazing. And the world is getting wilder and doing more nasty things. We must just build our castle in something that's stronger to survive. But that was never God's plan. His plan is godly community. So the world will know that we are followers of Jesus by the way that we love one another. And that is the challenge. The way we love one another. If we see the example that Jesus sets for us, it is dying to yourself. Dying to ourselves, dying to our own desires, our own ideas. And then Jesus can come and he can resurrect something in us again. He can make something new. And that's a challenge for me as well. I've got many ideas, many things that I think of about, and then I think, Lord, but where? How's that dying to yourself? How's that going to look in my life? Because in each of our lives, it's going to be different. Where there's going to be a place where we'll have to die to ourselves. As we come together, as we just part of this godly community that God wants to raise up. And in this community, it's so easy to think that we are better than someone else. It's easy to think we come together, so what do? We judge. So at least I'm not as bad as that one. So immediately I feel good again. I think, okay, I was struggling with this and this through the week, but at least here comes another guy and he's doing much worse than me. So immediately I feel better. I like to do it when I run marathons. I say there's always one struggling more than me. So I can just look around me and I feel better. Because everybody is sweating and... But we can't do that in life. We all have our journey. We all have a place where we start. I remember just after I got to know the Lord, I just wanted to pray for people, but I couldn't tell someone that I'm praying for them. I couldn't say it. It was just too difficult. So I wrote it on a little paper and I'll put it in my hand. I'll give it to the person. I say, you only open this when I'm gone. And if they start to open, I said, don't open. And then I got on my bike and I was out of there. And that was just something that God used. That was me doing what I can do. And it's easy for us to either become, you think that, wow, look at these people, look at what they're doing. Or look at someone, they hear the Lord. God is speaking to each one of us. He's committed to each one of us. We're on a different journey, but we're together on this journey. And we help one another. And maybe you're sitting here this morning and you think, I just want that. I just want that. I would love to pray like that. Or I just want to hear the Lord. Then I want to encourage you, go to the person that you see. Go to someone where you see it's operating in their life. You ask them to pray together. Because there is impartation. It can happen. Else it's just this desire. The Bible talks about desire spiritual gifts. Desire those things. Bring it to the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I'm on a journey. I'm walking with You. There's these things that I don't like in my life. On our own, it's very difficult. The breakthroughs that I got in my life, and just following the Lord, was in community. Being married, it's a bit easier. There's always someone there. So between Lee, my wife, and the Holy Spirit, I can't get away with a lot. Maybe I didn't hear the Lord, then I'll hear Lee. Yaku, when last did you read the Bible and did you pray about this thing? But it helps me so much. And God brings us in community and He puts us with people. There might be people around us and in the church that we don't like. So I don't like that guy. But then you just come to church and that guy will tell you, listen, I just feel God is saying this and this and this. Then the challenge is to receive what God is doing. To receive from this person that we don't like. Balaam in the Bible, he had to receive from his donkey. His donkey started talking, he didn't listen. And I'm just so thankful to people that talk straight. They tell me, Yaku, you're doing this and this, but maybe you must stop that thing. It's going to kill you. Maybe stop doing that, that's not nice. You're saying this and this, it's not nice to hear that. And through that we grow. But that is another thing, we must be teachable. What happened, pride quickly just rise up. We feel we're better than somebody else. It's so quickly we feel that, no, I can do this. That one is still struggling. I'm better than that one. And we quickly judge and we quickly form walls between people. And we gossip. The moment we gossip, it's already, there's a division. There's walls being built. And God wants us to come together as a godly community in which we all will grow. But there's also a plan, there's also a call for us as a church. There's a call to follow the Lord, to create this godly community where everyone is welcome, where we grow together and help one another. And that's a challenge. It's especially a challenge if we feel that we're better than somebody else. Because then, in a way, everybody is not welcome. And I'm just getting so much more aware of what God is want to do in this time where He want to bring different people together from all over. Even at our church, we've got something of everything. It's very nice. Sorry. And different kinds of people, and we think different, we do things different. And I know that God is going to add more people. He's building His church, but He's bringing the whosoever. He's bringing anyone. And we're showing the world something of love. We're showing the world something about a godly community where everybody is welcome. And then in all of that, there's the blessing, the gift that each one brings. Where I'll, at the end, Henry Newman, he wrote on community, he said, community is like a large mosaic. Each little piece seems so insignificant. One piece is bright red, another cold blue or dull green, another warm purple, another sharp yellow, another shining gold. Some look precious, other ordinary, some look valuable, other worthless. Some look gaudy, others delicate. As individual stones, we can do little with them, except compare them and judge their beauty and their value. So all different people coming together. But however, all these little stones are brought together in one big mosaic portraying the face of Christ. Who would ever question the importance of any one of them? If one of them, even the least spectacular one, is missing, the face is incomplete. Together in the one mosaic, each little stone is indispensable and makes a unique contribution to the glory of God. That's community, a fellowship of little people who together make God visible in the world. And that for me is such a beautiful picture. That we are a community that God brought together, where each one is part of a little piece, And in that, people will be able to see Christ. In all of us coming together, people will be able to see Jesus. And like in that picture, each one plays a role. Each one got a function. So I want to encourage you this morning that we each have a role to play. We each got a gift. And we must really ask the Lord to see through His eyes. If someone is just irritating you, say, Lord, show me this person's gift. Show me something specific. Show me where does he fit in. Show me that special thing that you've created in him that is beautiful, that is going to bring you glory. Because ultimately the glory of God is going to fill this whole earth. And we are here to bring God's glory. And to create this community as we follow the Lord, it is really just to love people. Wherever we love people, we will create community. We will create community. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a person who loves people creates community wherever he goes. And then in true community, we are windows constantly offering each other new views on the mystery of God's presence in our lives. We will see in community, as we spend time with people, we will see glimpses of God, glimpses of Jesus. And sometimes we're not going to like it. I say there's a marriage and parenting and all these things. So sometimes we think it must just be that I can be happy, that I can have a great life. And then things are getting a bit messy, and there's a little bit of anger or situations. But that's all that we can become better followers of Jesus. It's all helping us to become like Jesus. And that's ultimately what a disciple is like. Jesus told the guys, he said, go into the world, baptize them, disciple the people. And he said, remember that I am with you. Forever, I'm with you. And for those community, when Matthew wrote this book, for them it was a very weird thing to realize that God is with. They were used to God being in a temple, or God speaking through prophets and certain peoples. And now Jesus is telling us He's with us. And He's really with us through His Holy Spirit. The veil has been torn in the temple. And each one of us, we've got access to Jesus. And that Holy Spirit is now with us. And I want to encourage you this morning. Always as we come together, I said it many times, as we come into the light, certain things will be revealed. We will become aware of things in our lives that we don't like or things that we must still sort out. That is just what's going to happen. We all know load shedding. When you put on that candle, it brings light. Every time it's going to happen. But let's help one another. Let's go to someone and pray together and say, this thing is being revealed in my life. This is something that I want to work through. Because I want to be a better follower of Jesus. And let's work together to bring God's glory. And I want to encourage you in our communities, us in the church here, or wherever you are, ask the Lord, help us, Lord, to really love one another and to see through your eyes. Because that love will create community. And that community will show the world something that they cannot understand. That is going to be a testimony. And especially the times when we go in, that is going to be the testimony of Jesus. They say, how can these people be together? How can they live like this? How can they do these things? And they will realize that it's the love of Christ in them. And this morning we're going to have communion. I'm just going to ask the ushers just to get it for us. We're just going to partake as family, as people that follow Jesus, partake in community. Because this is why we can have life and life in abundance, because of Jesus and what he has done for us. You can just distribute. In the world we live in, there's a acedia. It is a type of, the Oxford Concise Dictionary of the Christian Church defines acedia as a state of restlessness and an inability either to work or to pray. It's almost like a never-mindedness. I like to say that the most dangerous person in this world is one that doesn't care. When you don't care about what's going to happen or what about anything, you're just going to go out and you don't care. Because then you'll just do anything. And every now and then I think that that's just some of our sinful nature. Every now we default to something in our sinful nature. And God just want to come and he want to set us free. We all have challenges. Maybe you do have the challenge of a person in the community or in church or wherever. And I know that every now and then we get into a state where it's just as if life is busy, we come back from work, we experience after some difficulty in family or whatever, and we just want to go back into our cocoon. We just want to say, I don't want to have anything to do with anyone now. I just want to go home. I just want to get away. I just want to put up my super sport. And whatever, and take the remote, just spend some quality time there in front of the TV, and just get away from everything. Because every now and then, it's almost like we want to default to some sort of a safe place where we can escape from life. But today, Jesus wants to come and he wants to bring us victory in life. In all the messiness, in all the challenges, in the midst of everything, he wants to bring life for each one of us. And I also know life gets busy. It gets busy. And then at a certain point, you just want to, I don't want to see anyone. I want to encourage you when that feeling comes, when you feel like that, say, Lord, help me. Give me a capacity to love again. Give me a capacity for your people. Do something in me that I can't do by myself. I also realize that I can almost sense when it's happening to me where I just want to get away or just, you're just tired, you don't want to have anything to do with anyone. I know when it's coming and I say, Lord, just help me, Lord, to take authority over my feelings and what's happening, that I can just love someone again. Because people are dying all around us. And each one of us got the ability to bring love, to bring life to someone. As we just love people. As we just extend the love of God. And maybe you this morning, you need that love. you wanted to experience something from the Lord, then you are in the right place, as God is here. I'm just going to read for us from 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Through what Jesus has done for us, we can have life. Because he rose again. He's alive. Through that we can have life. I just want to take a short moment, and I just want you just to pray and just to say to the Lord, maybe, Lord, help me to love people. Or maybe you just want the love of God again in your life. Just speak your heart. Maybe right now you're thinking of someone that you must just connect with again. Or you're thinking about that person that irritates you at work or at home or at church. God wants us to come together and show the world how to love one another. He died and he made a way that we can become like Jesus. Let's just speak to the Lord. Cracker, Lord, this is a symbol, Lord, of your body that was broken for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us the perfect example of dying to yourself, Lord. We said, Lord, you asked the Father if possible, if that cup can pass over, but still you were willing to die for us, Lord. You were willing to hang on the cross for each one of us. We thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that not only did you make it possible for us to follow you, Lord, and to live for you, but you also made it possible for us, Lord, to have victory in our lives, whatever situation, whatever battle we face, Lord. We thank you, Father. We honor you for that. And thank you, Lord, that this morning we can come together as your people. We can come together as a community of people that follow you, Lord. We can eat together, Lord. Let's just eat together. We thank you for the blood, Lord. Thank you for the blood that flowed for us, Lord. And thank you for life. For this life in the blood. Let us drink together. You can stand with me. And I pray for each one here, Lord, that you will help us, Lord. Firstly, to love you, Lord, and then to love people. I pray, Lord, that you will help us to make ourselves vulnerable. Because pride can so easily come, Lord, and it's so easy that we will build walls around us. But help us, Lord, to trust again. To trust you, Lord, and to trust people around us. Help us to make us vulnerable, that we can share, Lord, what's on our hearts. That we can live life together, Lord. You didn't call us to be lone rangers. And thank you, Father, for where we go and where we love people, that it's creating communities, godly communities. I pray that each one here, Lord, will be planted in your house in Jesus' name. That each one will find his place in your house. Thank you, Lord, for everyone, the gift that everyone brings. Thank you that everyone is precious in your eyes. Everyone is special. Everyone's got a gift. If they don't know it yet, Lord, I pray that they will discover it soon. Or I pray for someone around them, Lord, just to say that this blessed me so much. You are a special guy. You encourage me. Thank you, Father, that together we can bring glory to your name. We worship you this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name.